Good morning, Audio Buland. It's about 20 past 7, something like that. I'm out walking the dog and heading off to school a little bit later. And been catching the bus, actually, this week, which I'm seriously considering actually doing all the time now, because we have a lot of books to read at school, a lot of material to read, and taking the bus, it takes about, if I drive to school, it takes about 25 minutes, half an hour, because it's across town through traffic and stuff like that, and it takes about the same amount of time on the bus, if I take the bus. But what I found this week by taking the bus is that's half an hour of reading time. In fact, it's half an hour there and half an hour back, so that's an hour of reading time every day that I'm missing out on if I drive. And of course, if I drive, it's just me in the car on my own, driving across town, which is probably not particularly good for the environment, etc. So, yeah, I'm seriously considering actually buying a bus pass and just taking the bus every day, because it's better for the environment, and the bonus for me is I get that extra hour of reading time. Yeah, I think I'm going to be buying me a bus pass sometime this week. I need to talk to my wife about it, of course, because it is maybe an extra expense a little bit. But I think the pros outweigh the cons in this case, because that extra hour of reading time and the fact that taking the bus, of course, is better for the environment. Both things that I think are really worth doing. So hopefully I'm going to be doing that later this week. And what else is going on? For you iPad-y people out there, and you Amazon Kindle people out there, I actually have both devices, and I really enjoy them both, actually. And I have, at the moment, I have all my school books that I have to read on my iPad, actually, either through the Amazon Kindle software, or just as ebooks that I've bought online. And I'm actually going to switch over and put them all on my Kindle, because I've been reading them on my iPad, and the Kindle's been less used of late, because I really do enjoy the iPad. But I think for long-term reading, especially reading in the evenings, when maybe you're a bit tired already because you've had a long day, or reading for bedtime, and also because I spend a lot of time at the computer as is, so to actually fire up another backlit screen, you know, while I sit and read a book before bedtime or whatever, yeah, I'm finding I'm getting eyeache a bit, and copy good. Whereas with a Kindle, of course, it uses the e-ink technology, which imitates paper. I say imitates, it's not exactly like paper, but the technology is much less of an eye strain. So I think another little thing I'm going to be doing this week is transferring all my books over to my Kindle, because I really think that's going to be a lot healthier for me to read my books on there. So that's one huge thing to consider with the iPad. It's a great device, it's brilliant. But the Kindle also has huge benefits, and they've actually brought out a new version, I believe, over the one that I have. I have the Kindle DX. So yeah, I don't know, if you're kind of considering those devices, that really is, you know, having had the Kindle for almost a year, and having had the iPad for a good number of months now, both great devices, but one huge thing to consider is if you're going to be using the iPad for, you know, hours of reading, then it's not healthy as an e-reader. I don't really think it is. So you really should consider just picking yourself up either a Kindle or one of those e-ink devices for the actual reading of books. All right, going to finish walking the dog, get on with my school day, and I will boot you later.